chance for our country, our state, our county, and our city to make decisions that are best for each of those entities. We just pray, Lord, that you would make it possible for Titus County to have a smooth-running election here. We just pray that you would give us the wisdom and guidance as we all pitch in to help in that process this upcoming November. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Senator Lee, you're up. I did not know about this when I was on the road out of town.
But appears to me as if somebody in the Secretary of State dropped a call.
Called you next to it. Normally, do you remember doing this every 4 years where you vote the call election?
Not if it was a call, but a call election, what was always done is that you come in as the Republican chairperson, Democrat chairperson. You basically did the election, but they give you a list of people that's going to be running and then on the last job, the place, the people who make a difference in who is voting. But you have a vote for Republican and Democrat. Okay.
Well, I imagine those decisions will be made at a later time. All the guests is in there is to call the election. Here we are, calling the election.
I don't remember anything just called the election.
Good morning, county judges, clerks, and elections administrators. Please see the attached memorandum concerning the November 6th general election and duties to perform. One of your official election-related duties for the 6th is to order the election. You must order the general election for county and precinct offices not later than August 20th, that's today. Of course, we received this on the afternoon of the 16th. A sample order of election may be found here. On August 15th, the governor ordered the general election for the state and district offices to be held on the 6th. We recommend that you order the general election within the context of an open meeting, Commissioner's Court, and that notice of that meeting be posted in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. So,
here you go this week. What time?
Thursday at 4 o'clock.
So you have 1 hour to get posted?
No, we were able to post it on Friday. But I had already left town. Unfortunately, Carolyn was checking her email. What was this, a fax?
This was a fax.
This was a fax machine. And we had it until, she sent it to me, and I looked at my email, but not until that night. And on Thursday, she spoke with Leonard to make sure we were doing what we're supposed to be doing. And she said, yeah, that's what I understand. And it was kind of like it was a surprise to him as well. Anyway, here is that document, so.
You need a motion.
Yeah, let's have a motion to approve the order of the general election. So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Bob, and a second by Commissioner Fields, that we order the election for November 6th, 2012.
Yeah.
Fields, are you?
Yeah.
And a second by Commissioner Hinton, all those in favor.
We need to call the vote.
I guess I would if there was somebody out here. You girls have anything to say?
Oh, no. What happens if you guys don't have an order?
After you said it, I thought to myself, I might want to vote for that. But, I mean,
all right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. That's all that I have.
Vote for the
group.
Second.
Thank you very much.
I have those.
Did y'all vote on the...
That's Thompson's.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's the bridge over Thompson.
Did y'all vote on the the motion and the second?
Yes.
For the adjournment?
Yes.
I'm assuming it went unanimously, but...